When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Have you read that thing about us on the Blizzard website?
The what?
The Blizzard.
What's that then, a comic?
No, it's a magazine for football geeks.
Then no, I haven't read it. Obviously.
It's like a porn mag, if you get off on tactical analysis and long-form journalism.
Jesus, people have the weirdest fetishes these days.
The rumours circulating the club are that Patrick Nolan is to be reinstated as chief exec and the ambitious corporate restructure in true Ashwood style has failed miserably. The club have taken to gloating after their only achievement this season, relegating Huddersfield Town, which has all the bragging rights of switching an elderly relative off at the plug.
It's on. Quick.
What is?
Put the fucking TV on. Where's the remote?
Don't give her the remote.
Oh,
no.
Come on, give it to me.
Oh, Woody.
Give it to me.
For sake, mate. There you go. Jess, please, don't put it on. Shit.
Patrick Nolan's great-great-great-grandfather was Sir Arthur Henley Nolan.
Fuck me.
Patrick's journey of discovery has brought him to the picturesque St. Michael's Park in the heart of Cambridgeshire, where Sir Arthur spent his final years.
This is the census of the village.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Everything you need to know is in here. Arthur Henley Nolan was a rich landowner in the village and would often take contributions from the population to maintain his lands.
Right, I see. So he's supporting the community, even way back then.
Hmm. Yep. Anyway, this here is some of the locals' payments made to him, and they've logged every single one in these handbooks.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Huh. What does that say?
These are written statements of the contributions, and some of the townspeople have added their own personal notes.
Oh, what does this one say then?
That says, a payment of 2 shillings to Nolan the Pedant. The Pedant.
Is that like a landowner?
No, Pedant is an old slang word.
Oh, okay.
In today's slang, it would probably be used as nonce.
Oh my God!
Right. Is there any evidence that he was either of those things?
No, he was just a deeply unpopular man.
I see.
And this entry here, I give but a penny to the wedge.
And wedge means?
It means
oh my God, this is cold.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a 5-year policy of advancements they call The Offensive. It's the US Masters in Augusta, Georgia. Patrick Nolan has met with Ashwood City owner Hutch Lewis to discuss the status of the club. Down on the courses, however, Ashwood Head of Communications Jess Tate and Sporting Director Chris Woodall are in attendance.
Jess.
Joe Lolly.
What?
What?
Did you just say Joe Lolly?
Did I?
Were you dreaming about Joe Lolly?
I wasn't asleep.
Yes, you were.
What? We stood up. How could I be asleep?
Hey, you tell me, but you were asleep.
Oh, what, you can't sleep standing up?
No, you're right. I can't. Evidently, you can.
Shh.
Sorry.
I wasn't asleep. I don't know what you're talking about. I bloody love golf.
Oh, eh? What's that, then?
What's what?
Watch the swing. What's that club he's holding there?
Fantastic. Watch the swing.
A Callaway.
Aye? But what type of club, though?
Oh. A silver one. Yes.
Right, you don't know golf.
I fucking do.
You're just here for the booze.
Yeah, so?
You've had three bloody Marys already.
Four.
God, that's a lot of blood. What the fuck was that?
It's Hannibal Lecter.
It's fucking not. It's more... It's...
No, it's not. It's...
Shh. I'm going to get chucked out in a minute.
You're not.
Guys, fucking up. Do you know how fucking loud and obnoxious you have to be to get shushed by Americans, Jess?
Jim, your mother and I were once sat next to the...
Will you shush?
...at the theater where we took you to watch the Fiddler.
Dad.
Another pint of blood down?
What one?
Aye, go on then. Make sure you get extra chili flakes in yours and a dash of hepatitis.
Oh, God, I need something to eat.
You just had breakfast.
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock now.
It's 10 o'clock. You're about to have your fifth one.
Yeah, and?
God almighty, I feel like I'm on a fucking stag.
This is what all business trips are like.
Aye, but not when I'm trying to watch the golf. Can you stand up straight, please?
This feels sick.
Right, if you throw up, I'm putting you straight back on the plane.
There's a bin there. I could go in there.
That's not a fucking golf bag. That's not a bin. It's Bubba Watson's golf bag.
Bubba Watson.
Bubba.
Bubba.
Can you please go and lie down?
Guys.
Let's just wait for Patrick. I want to know what happens with him.
He wants him back as chief exec.
So you mean chairman?
That was supposed to be Patrick, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Those days are gone, Luke. He's going to be put back in his chief exec box.
That'll kill him.
No, it won't. He'll live. He'll be both alive and dead at the same time in his chief exec box.
Schrodinger's twat.
Hey, language. Come on, man. You're driving me crazy, you.
So where does that leave Gary, then?
What do you fucking think?
Sacked.
Aye, in the Ashwood City graveyard with Dan Watson, Felix Grosjean, and affordable season tickets.
Nobody does it better, man. Nobody does it better, I tell you.
We fucking communicate like a normal person.
Hey,
what is it, Lassie? Is Timmy in trouble? Did he fall down the well?
I just don't feel right about this.
Yeah, well, so what? Patrick fucked Hutch over, so Hutch fucked Patrick over, so Patrick fucked Gary over. It's the great circle of knife. Knife in the back, that is.
So this just continues just forever?
Well, according to the laws of thermodynamics and biotwattery, aye. It's infinite. It's like Leeds in the championship. Yep. Looks like it's going to come to an end every now and again, yes, but it's just a mirage.
We could probably benefit from this.
What?
We can stay permanent and in control the whole time. We deserve more recognition.
Great. She's brought another knife to the knife, Patty.
You know I'm right.
You're right, aye. But it doesn't mean we should act on it. It's right to punch Scott Brown doesn't mean you should do it.
Well, you did it.
Well, that was 9 years ago, and it was a friendly fist bump.
You mistook his nose for a fist.
I had bad eyesight back then. I wear contacts now.
I hope you guys are enjoying the nice weather.
This guy's a show.
I know I have.
It's always been a show.
How long took it off?
It's called tea off.
No, Ashwood, Tottenham. When? What time?
12:30 our time.
Where are we watching it?
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Well, they show it in the bar up there.
A, you've spent enough time at the bar, and B, you're just trying to get in there to eavesdrop on Patrick and Hutch.
God, you're such a killjoy today.
I'm the fucking killjoy. I'm trying to watch the fucking golf, and instead I feel like I'm going to end up on Sun, Sea, and A&E whilst you get your stomach pumped.
Oh my God, calm down, love. Fine, I'll behave.
Thank you. Fucking hell.
Shut up!
I never knew you liked golf.
Oh, I love it. Absolutely love it. Yeah, I love it.
Who's your favourite player?
Tiger.
Really?
Yep.
You think he could win a fifth green jacket this year?
A what?
A green jacket.
I thought they win $11 million.
Yeah, but for Tiger, it's all about the jacket.
Oh, wow, what is it? Is it Brooks Brothers or something?
Does it matter? They'll have five of them, Patrick. Five. He's a sporting legend.
Do you know, I know that feeling, because I do the same thing with shirts. You know, I've got seven Tom Ford shirts. They're all identical, so I've got one for every day of the week. So.
Right.
So how long does this thing...
This thing?
The Masters.
It finishes tomorrow.
Okay, good. Good, good. So I've got to fly back for Game of Thrones on Monday.
Right.
Excuse me, sorry. Yeah, hi. Could we get a bottle of the Chateau Roussec, please?
Yes, sir. The 2001 vintage or the 2007?
What's the difference?
The 2001 is $400. The 2007 is $300.
Hmm. Then I will have the 2007. Thank you.
Patrick, why do you think I invited you out here?
Well, you're giving me my job back.
What makes you think that?
Oh, come on, you fly me out here, you want to talk, you buy me lunch. It's pretty obvious.
I'm not buying you lunch.
Excuse me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, hi, sorry, no, I've actually changed my mind, you know? I'll just have a small house white by the glass.
Of course.
Thanks.
I think it's time to be frank with you, seeing as you're such a manipulative asshole.
I'm sorry, sir.
Not you. Go away. Shoo.
Oh.
You're such a devious bastard. I might as well try being open this time. The offensive has failed.
The what?
The offensive. The plan. Becoming one of the best teams in Europe.
Oh, yeah, that one.
It's failed.
Well, that was a 5-year plan.
Yeah, well, I wanted to be playing in Europe by season 2, and we're not. The only change we've made is to my stock price.
What? Why are you staring at me?
I was leaving a space for you to fill with an apology, Patrick.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, God. You're an asshole. I'm selling the club, Patrick.
Sorry, you're selling Ashwood?
Yep. Unless this first season can hit the target I expected, she's gone.
To who? When?
I have a buyer, I think. But they want 100% of Ashwood.
Well, so my shares are for sale as well?
If you accept.
How much are they offering for the club?
Around $750 million.
Right, right, so that's about £600 million.
What are you doing?
Oh, you know, I'm just thinking it'll be a shame to see you go, Hutch. I know we've had our struggles, but I, you know, I do think that this
you're
can
thinking
be,
about what your 15% will be worth, aren't you?
Yeah, give me a second. £90 million.
Congratulations.
Excuse me. Hi. I will get the Chateau Roussec.
The 2007.
Make it the 2001. A damn good year that. Apart from 9/11, obviously that was a real shitter.
So the 2001 Chateau Roussec.
Yes, thanks.
I'm assuming you're on board.
Well, I'm on board if I'm reinstated.
As chairman? Fuck you.
As chief executive. Right, let's just pretend that chairman thing never happened.
Pretend it never happened?
Yeah, like when Morientes went to Liverpool, you know? Let's just say it didn't happen.
Sure, whatever.
So, when they buy the club, I come with it.
What? No fucking way.
Well, then, sorry, Hutch, no can do.
Patrick, you're not exactly a selling point. You're like a rotting basement at the foundation of a beautiful home. No realtor in the world could sell that.
Well, then I don't know what to tell you, Hutch. All right, you bought the airline. It doesn't mean you get to fly the planes.
No, but I can fire the pilot that stole millions of dollars.
Yeah, but then if you fire the pilot, who's going to fly the plane?
A different pilot.
Yeah, but this pilot is the only one in the world who knows how to fly this particular plane.
What the fuck are you talking about? What pilot is this exactly? A fucking Wright brother?
No, what I'm saying is you have a unique selling point.
Yeah, I fucking do. Franchise for sale. Record profits in the last 2 seasons, sellout crowds, and comes with walking, talking, backstabbing asshole.
Oh, God, let's just calm down and enjoy our drink. Oh,
pour me a glass of that.
There's still a sparkling.
The wine, Patrick.
Oh, what?
God, you drive me freaking crazy.
Fine, fine, I'll pour you a glass.
If. Okay? If. You promise to sell your shares in conjunction with mine, then I will advise them in the strongest terms possible to retain your services.
Ah, excellent.
Cheers.
And what about Gary Briggs?
What about him?
Well, I'll be looking to dispose of him.
You sound like you're going to roll him up in a carpet and throw him into the Hudson.
Well, New York is beautiful this time of year.
Do whatever you want with him.
Then you have yourself a deal.
So, we can cheers now?
Absolutely. Cheers.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Patrick has concluded his lunch meeting with Ashwood City owner Hutch Lewis and has gone down to the course level to look for Woody.
God, just jump up and down or something.
No.
Well, wave then.
Right, I'm waving.
God, I can't see you.
Ah, that's a shame. I'll see you at the airport tomorrow, right?
Are you sure you're waving?
Yes.
Fuck, you're not waving, are you?
No.
Oh, come on, Woody, will you just... Oh, Jesus Christ, for fuck's sake.
What?
I just fell in this fucking sandpit. God, it's all in my... pockets and everything.
Oh, fucking hell, please leave.
Right, I'm fucking pissed off now.
You and me both, mate.
Jesus, there's a grain of sand in my Rolex.
Oh, heaven forbid, a grain of sand.
It's in the watch, Woody. Like, you know, inside the face.
Ah, you should probably go and get it fixed in. Bye now.
Oh, fucking hell.
Right, I heard that. Keep your voice down, Patrick. Seriously now, mate.
Oh, you heard me. All right, well, I must be close then. Fucking hell!
Jesus.
But did you hear that?
Yes, I heard it. Now, please, just stop.
Ah, aha, I see you. I see you.
Oh, great. Thank God. I thought I'd never see you again. Fucking hell.
Fucking look at that.
Yes, it's beautiful, pal. I was with you when you got it.
No, look at the grain of sand inside there, see?
Fuck's sake.
Just look.
Where?
There, about 3 o'clock.
Oh, aye.
Fucking joke, mate. Fucking sandbits, honestly.
Just shut up.
I'll just keep your voice down, all right? Enjoy the golf and stop calling them sandpits or I'll fucking bury you in one.
God, you're a killjoy today.
Can everyone stop calling me a killjoy? What's that noise?
What noise? Did it sound like an abusive Scotsman with a history of violence? Because, you know, I think I heard that too.
Patrick, it's coming from you.
What is? The noise?
Aye. Why do you sound like there's a tiny Martin Tyler living in your ear?
I don't really know what you mean.
I can hear match commentary.
Oh, yeah, it's Ashwood v Tottenham.
What do you mean, oh, yeah, Ashwood v Tottenham?
Well, I'm listening to it now. See? Do you want the other headphone?
No, I do not want the other headphone.
Why not? It's an AirPod.
Oh, well then, please, hand it over. There's nothing I'd like more than to not only sound completely fucking obnoxious, but to also look like it as well.
Right, there you go. Hey! Yeah, oh, fuck's sake, where's it gone?
Now, why don't you follow the sound?
excuse me, sorry, can I just get my my AirPod? Sorry, it's just that you're wearing a dress, so I didn't want to look like a peeping Tom, you know, yeah, okay, thank you so much, thank you. Hi, I'm back.
Oh, hi, Tom.
No, it was awkward. You know, she was wearing a dress and the AirPod fell on the floor near
her. Yeah, I heard it, Patrick.
2-2.
I thought you said she was wearing a dress.
No, it's 2-2 at Dartley Park.
It's what?
Yeah.
Jess said we were 2-0 down like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, Willy Amadou and a Vertonghen own goal later, and it's 2-2.
How long left?
Shut your fucking mouth!
How long left?
Yeah, not long. Let's think. Second half, kick off at 5:30. God, look at that grainy little fucker in there. Get out, you little sandy shit.
Patrick, I will buy you a new Rolex if you never say another word as long as we're in Georgia.
7 minutes left.
What did I just say?
Well, I was answering your question. Where's Jess got to then?
She's gonna lie down.
Bloody Mary.
Oh, aye. Bloody Mary. Mary Queen of Shorts, too.
Oh, dear.
No, shh. Okay, sorry. You enjoy your golf, pal. Thanks, mate. He's taking off London.
Okay.
He's probably going to bring on Jorgensen.
Yeah, Jorgensen for London. Straight swap.
Patrick, I'll watch the match highlights when we get back, okay?
Okay, sorry. As you were. When?
What?
When are you going to watch the highlights?
On Monday.
Game of Thrones.
What?
It's Game of Thrones on Monday.
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
You don't watch Game of Thrones?
The asshole.
No, I don't.
Shut up.
I'm too busy to be wanking over dragon tits.
I don't wank over dragon tits.
You do.
Yeah, I'm also busy, Woody. Don't have time to wank, thank you.
Bollocks.
I don't. I haven't had a wank this tax year.
Bollocks.
Shut up.
Sorry. What does that mean?
What does Mark mean?
Well, he just missed the ball.
He didn't miss the ball.
I think he did. The ball is still there, Woody.
He's practicing.
Ah, right. Yeah, well, good practice would be to hit the fucking ball.
Please, Patrick, do us a favour, right? Just lower your volume.
Right, okay, fine. So, Hutch is selling the club.
What?
Hey, you shut your voice down.
When? To who?
Look, we're not going to achieve his first phase of the offensive, so...
His first phase of the offensive? What the fuck is the offensive?
The 5-year plan.
Oh, right, yeah.
Look, he wanted Europe in the first season. His share price has dropped. ASG just don't want to be associated with failure, I suppose.
Failure?
Yeah.
We've got 39 points.
Well, technically, right now, we have 40.
The magic number.
Exactly.
So it's not a failure?
Well, he wanted Europe.
Yeah, well, Hitler wanted Europe, pal. Look how that ended up.
Yeah.
I still don't get how we failed him.
Well, he's American, isn't he? Got higher standards of success.
Higher standards of success? Like what? LA Galaxy?
No, like the World Series and, you know, an aggressive foreign policy.
I can't even believe he's selling the club, you know. How much is he asking for it?
£600 million.
Holy fuck, that's a bit much.
Well, not for Hutch.
The $600 million man.
Yeah, and 15% of that is mine.
I'd take back that comment about buying you a new Rolex in.
Yeah. The future's bright.
Well, what about you? Where are you going to go?
Staying put, pal.
Must be your lucky day.
Not long left now.
Until what? Game of Thrones?
No, the game. Fuck, look at that. It's like the Sahara Desert in my watch right now.
It's a fucking grain of sand, Patrick.
Hold on. What? Just hold on.
What is it?
Woody, shh.
Just tell me what's going on.
Just be quiet, okay? Respect the golfers.
Yes! Get in there, you fucking
sir,
beauty!
Excuse me, sir. That's enough now. Calm this way.
I'm not with
you. We love you, Ashwood. We
do. Can you take this man away, please?
We do. We love you, Ashwood. We do.
And they kick off and Tottenham are throwing men forward as quick as they can. This is Son. He's found Lucas Moura. And in comes Chris Well. And it's out of play. And it's out of time for Tottenham Hotspur. What a turn up for the books. Ashwood triumph over Pochettino's side. And all but seal their Premier League status for yet another season. It doesn't look good for Tottenham in the race for the top four. But it looks very good for that man there, Rob Meadows. And Ashwood City. The final score, Ashwood City 3, Tottenham Hotspur 2.
Can I help you, sir?
Aye, you can, actually.
This is the security office.
I know. I'm here to pick up my colleague.
Certainly. She's just through here.
No, it's Mr. Nolan.
Here she is.
We love you, Esther. We do. We love you, Esther.
For fuck's sake, Jess, where the fuck did you get that green jacket?
I got lost. I fell asleep on the beach.
Beach?
Yeah. And they called Rory McIlroy. And...
Oh, God.
Well, I actually called him Rory McIlroy. But...
And that will be on the Wednesday and again on the Friday. And the only other thing I have in your schedule for this week is the meeting you requested with Gary. I've got HR to forward you his contract and probation details, so that will be all set for your meeting with him. Okay, see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts. This show is part of the Radio Stakhanov Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production. We'll be right back.